At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number three of the program happening right now. We're going to dedicate this next hour to Tim Collins. By the way, don't forget Sean and RJ's Firehouse Tour going down tomorrow morning in Mansfield. It's another Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour, and that means free delicious Whataburger on 105.3 The Fan. We'll be at Mansfield Firehouse number 3 at 3100 East Broad Street. We, as in 105.3 The Fan, will also be giving away a one-of-a-kind Sean and RJ Firehouse T-shirt while supplies last, so get there.
I'd want
get
one.
There early. I would absolutely want one. Come support our firefighters and grab yourself some free Whataburger Friday morning with the Fan in Mansfield. Now, we had Bobby Belt on to kick off the second hour of the program, and he said it is no shortage of goodies. When Whataburger shows up with food, they do it the only way Whataburger knows how, and that's tremendously. All right. He's talking about you're going to have 6-7 different breakfast items. We're talking burgers. We're talking burritos. Hell, you might even get some hotcakes in there. I think that's a McDonald's thing, but nonetheless, they've got pancakes. I don't know if they bring them or not, but you know what? Go there and find out. Coffee's off the chain, and you get 105 through the Fan. You get Sean, you get RJ, you get Bobby. It is a must see experience. And Alec Medford, the redheaded baddie, is allegedly going to be stopping through tomorrow as well.
Sounds like a must-do event. I know a bunch of you guys have flexible schedules, so if you're available from 6 a.m. in the morning to the rest of the morning, stop out for at least 5-10 minutes to let the guys know you appreciate everything they do. Talk to the firefighters and get some grub.
Why not?
At the end of the day, even if you want to go for selfish reasons, get some grub and just laugh at Bobby and hang out for a second.
And say, you know what, and say thank you to a firefighter.
Say thank you.
Okay, say thank you to a firefighter. Thankless job.
It is.
It is. And, well, I'm not going to even say anything. That video we saw earlier, rough. But that's not here in Texas.
Where was that?
I want to say it was Brooklyn. So, firefighters across the world, God bless you all.
I think Tim Collins would be a great firefighter.
I think Tim Collins strikes me as the guy driving the fire truck.
Right here, guys. Let's go to the left.
Can you see Tim go like when the fire alarm goes off, sliding down the pole?
I'm not going to comment on that. No comment.
It's from a Blake. Firefighter no, pole.
Zero comment from Blake. Blake's trying to get vacation time. Zero comment from Blake over here.
We love Tim Collins here at 105.3. He's a fatty.
He is a fatty.
Tim Collins is the number one fatty, hands down. He won't admit it. He won't admit it, but he knows he is.
He can't turn it off. He's in the vortex.
He loves it. He loves it.
He's listening for timestamps, but he ends up staying for the conversation.
I guarantee he hate listens. Tim Collins hate listens to 105.3 The Fan from 7 to 11 every time it's Fan After Dark. But then he just shakes his head. And you know, it's like one of them deals where, you know, we're the problem children and, you know, you love them, but you're angry with them sometimes. And that's the way he listens to Fan After Dark. All right. OTAs, it's like a three-week process. We talked to Bobby about this earlier in the show. We've got a little bit of CD action here. We've got some Dak, and we've also got some Shoddy. But let's go with cut Dak 4. And what's important about this is, A, is Dak Prescott, you know, he hasn't been quote-unquote cleared for contact just yet. However, I think he said something to the effect of, look, if football was going to start or if this was a big game, he'd be there. And from all indication, he looks great. But what have we heard about? We've heard about, you know, him coming back from injury. But more importantly, we've heard about the culture that Brian Schottenheimer is trying to create in Dallas. And this is what Dak had to say about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think one, the approach of how we're building it. I think a lot of times, may in the past, I've said it and I've maybe just been talking, and not just talking or naive in a sense of talking about how great just the offenses was, right? And not necessarily the team and not necessarily offense connecting with defense, connecting with special teams. So I believe that Shoddy's doing it the right way from the top down of take the offense and defense away from it, take the positions away from it, take the coach and player aspect away from it, and let's connect. And you're talking to one of the most optimistic people I think you'll find. I've seen it the way that it's going. I see the way that people are buying into it, and it's hard for me to think anything different.
Dak is in midseason form when it comes to just, you know, giving out positive vibes and feeling good about where he's at. You know, week 6, week 7, we may feel differently about it, but at the very least, you know, he's in midseason form with the media.
Yeah, Dak Prescott is a veteran at the podium. I think that's why having like a George Pickens around him, it's just going to be good leadership all around him. I think they're all going to blossom. And Bobby Belt called it. Brian Schottenheimer is going to win everybody over in the offseason. But like we've all kind of said at certain points, it's all great and he's doing what he should be doing. But it's going to really matter when we start playing football games. And if you lose the first 2 weeks, a lot of people are going to go back to what they thought originally, that the Cowboys did not make the correct hire, blase, blase, blase. But I think Schottenheimer, on a positive note, is trending in the right direction, saying all the right things. This new age coach seems to be rubbing people the correct way, and people are enjoying what Schottenheimer is bringing to the Dallas Cowboys, and kind of a new vibe, the leadership, the character, just the way that the team is being talked about seems to be in a little bit of a different tone.
Well, and I will say this, if you were to lose the first two games, I don't know that anybody's going to lose any sleep over losing the first game, right? You're at Philadelphia. It's the very first game of the season. Philadelphia's getting their Super Bowl ring there that night. It's nationally televised. Everybody and their mom is going to be watching that game, and then throw in the added aspect of Philadelphia has embarrassed you as a franchise. All right, and I get it. It's a hated rival, and rightfully so, but they have embarrassed you. They have, I want to say, what, in the time since the Dallas Cowboys have gone to their last NFC championship game, Philly's been to 8. Okay, so that tells you all you need to know about kind of where things are at in the grand scheme of things. So I don't know that anybody, so I'll tell you this, no one's going to lose any sleep over losing week 1. Now, if you go out and get housed and look totally unprepared and get undressed on national television, that's a different conversation, because then that's a preparation issue. That's a, okay,
guys
shoddy.
Guys running the wrong routes. Defense looks unenthused out there. Guys running wide open.
Or if they just get beat, right? Or if it's just a matter of, I mean, I don't think it's going to be a matter of guys running the wrong routes. I think it's just a matter of, you know, how prepared do these guys look? And from a, if Schottenheimer's telling everybody about the culture and what he's trying to implement here, and you go out and get dog walked in week 1, yeah, that's going to be a problem. Now, you go out there, you play your ass off, and you lose by a field goal or something like that, that's one thing. You should beat the Giants at home in week 2.
You can't lose to them.
You cannot lose to Russell Wilson, and that's provided that you have a healthy Dak Prescott and the rest of this offense. There's no reason why you should lose to Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, or God forbid you lose to a rookie in Jackson Dart in week 2 at home. And on a, now granted, you're not getting loved up just yet, because that is a noon kickoff. So Fox is kind of like, well,
we got to prove it to us.
Go ahead, and which, you know, over the course, then, you know, you got a handful of noon games, but that kind of tells you where Fox thinks of you, that your home opener, yeah, we're putting you at noon.
And the Cowboys are almost always a
That's a 3:30. That's a 3:30 afternoon. That's a game of the week, Fox game of the week type deal. Yeah. Tom Brady, Greg Olson, you know, Madden, Summerall, insert, you know, number one team here. No, you're getting the, Ian Eagle and Greg Olsen number two matchup is what you're getting.
The Ian Eagle, I just feel like it's always like a Houston Texans game.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Ian Eagle is on CBS anyway. But yeah, you're getting, you know, insert random Adam Ross or Adi Amin or what, I think he's a terrorist. But you get what I'm saying. Yeah. Some random guy that's going to be doing the play-by-play.
Why would you say
if Adi Amin came back and was doing play-by-play football, now that would be impressive. All right, so that was what our boy Dak had to say. And, of course, this is now, hey, we know we've got George Pickens in the mix. You've got CeeDee Lamb. How many number one wide receivers does Dallas have now, CeeDee?
We can complement each other. If he's tired, I can guarantee you I'm not. You know, so just being his backbone and being here for him and letting him know that he got some help on the other side, for sure, that's a dog and that's willing to win. And I'm going to do everything in my power to do that. As we all know, the show don't stop, for sure.
Did he say if he's tired, I guarantee I'm not?
Yeah, like he's saying if George is tired, I guarantee CD will not be. Like they're not going to both be tired at the same time. So
I got what you're saying. I was calling out George's conditioning.
No. I think he was saying if one is tired, the other one won't be, and vice versa. That one of us will always be ready. Always. Yeah. And I think that's a great point. Like people love to make it this. I saw on social media, who's going to cry when they don't get the ball first? It's like, look at the running back room. It's not like the running back room screaming that they got some bell cow that they paid $25 million that they got to get the ball to every time. They're going to be throwing the ball to those two guys and then running it when they need to. Like Pickens and CD are going to get, what, 45% to 60% of the target share? It's not like there's much else to spread it around. Those are your two guys on offense.
I mean, if you're...
Jake Ferguson's going to steal a couple of catches, but it's not like you got another guy. That's who the ball is going to go to. Pickens or CD, almost every other play. You're going to have Ferguson every once in a while. Another running back every once in a while, but I don't think either of them... They're both going to get their targets. They're going to be happy, both of them.
If Jake Ferguson doesn't have a good year...
Like, I don't think Jake Ferguson will have the receptions. I think he'll have the impactful, the touchdowns, the big catches.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if I told you, all right, look, he may not go over 1,000 yards, but he's going to have 65 catches for 800 yards and 10 touchdowns and play a vital role as the number three.
10 touchdowns would be awesome. I don't think.
Well, think about it. I mean, you got to cover. Who are you covering in the red zone? I mean, right now.
You got two great red zone threats and
look,
and
if you're Jake Ferguson, I'm
you should get single coverage every time.
You should be licking your chops. All right, because look, if I'm a defense, am I worried about Jake Ferguson?
No.
You're
making sure your safety is leaning towards CD or George, whatever it may be.
Stop 88, stop 13.
Mm-hmm. Temporary 13.
What, you don't think he's...
And he said it's temporary. Like, this isn't like his full set number. It's not like he said
he might change it.
Yeah, you just have
to
pick a number.
He's just waiting for Marquise Bell to get cut, and then he's going to take 14
maybe,
over.
Hey, you said that. I have no idea. All I'm saying is he did not stamp 13. He made it very clear this is a temporary number.
Yeah.
You have to have a number while you're out there. I'm the closest to 14.
Yeah.
Maybe
so he wants 14.
I would assume so. Yeah. I think that's a fair assumption.
And he ain't trying to pay Marquise for it. I almost feel like somebody in the Cowboys front office said, look.
Rock 13 for a little bit. We'll make a lot. We're talking about his number. If it was 14, we wouldn't even be talking about it. So we're getting a little hype about the number. People have something else to talk about. And then when we cut Marquise.
Yeah, just chill to the next episode. Marquise he's a practice squad player at best. Okay. What did Marquise do last year? 877-881-1053.
See, I don't like doing that because then I don't know what I'll talk about.
No, I'm just asking in general. Like what, I mean, I remember him. I mean, I want to say he had a couple tackles.
Wow. See, we're disparaging the man before I've looked it up, so I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to speak because we had a lot of guys playing last year. Marquise Bell.
The only reason we're talking about it is because he's number 14. Well, I mean, let's be real.
I'm really scrolling to find his name.
Just do it numerically. Look up at the numerical roster.
Hit Control F, and that'll help you find it.
I need both of you guys to shut up.
I'm trying to help.
Bell.
They keep telling us about how
Marquise Bell. Here we go. Yeah. Here we go. Found his name right here. He played in 9 games.
Okay.
I don't even know what stat I'm looking at because it's so far down. Had 5 solo tackles.
He's a big dude. 6'3", 205.
He had 5 tackles last year.
Okay.
That's it. And 1 assist. No other stats logged.
He was it looks like he was an undrafted free agent from Florida A&M. So there you have it. There's your Marquise Bell update of the day.
The year before that, though, 94 tackles.
Going into year four. I was going to say, I mean, the guy, well,
That's because we had nobody playing linebacker. I don't know if you remember. It was him and Damone Clark playing linebacker. And when everyone, remember when C.J. Stroud got on the podcast and Jordan Love, and they claimed, we knew you didn't have any linebackers. You had safeties playing linebackers.
Yeah, it's never
This
good.
Is who they were referring to. Marquise Bell and
God
Clark.
Bless Marquise. Going out there doing the damn thing. So, yeah, Marquise, after play, you know, like you said, played 9 games, 17. I mean, he's going into year four. I mean, special teams.
Another point that I want to bring up was the secondary room. There was a lot of talk about it in the voluntary OTAs. I talked to Bobby about it pre-show. Deron Bland got a lot of work at nickel.
Yeah. And put him in the slot a lot, right?
Yep. And then also getting some nickel work was Wanye Thomas and Izzy McQuamu as well getting some nickel work. I think if Deron Bland's your nickel week one, that's things did not go well. I mean, Siobhan Revel's not ready, and he's playing there. I think – actually, I'll say this. The best case scenario – is that Deron Bland is your nickel in like week seven. Because that means Siobhan Revel and Trayvon Diggs are both healthy and they're both your outsides and neither of them can play the nickel. And Deron Bland's a great nickel.
Yeah.
But also on the flip, if Deron Bland is your nickel, that means Kalen Carson hasn't stepped up. Izzy hasn't stepped up. Like no one else stepped into that position. Right. And now he's having to play that position and you've got Kyer Elam starting. You've got Andrew Booth starting.
They said he looked good.
They have said Kyer Elam has looked good. So are you okay with giving Kyer Elam a fresh start and saying, hey, are you mad if he's starting week one? Can you have a fresh start or do you already think you're doomed if he starts?
Oh, I mean, if he starts, I mean, I'm going to trust Eberflus. I mean, I mean, look, this team understands the importance of getting off to a good start, right? Like, you've got, I'll say this and then we'll go to break. I expect the offense to be ahead of the defense going into 2025.
Agreed.
All right. I'm okay with, because think about it this way. That defense got better as the year went on last year under Mike Zimmer, all right? Eberflus, I think, has got something to prove. I think with the culture that you've created, I think you've got a better group of linebackers. I think the secondary is good, not great. And I think you've got a front seven as far as defensive line is concerned that's still figuring things out as well. So I think from an offensive standpoint, I think you're going to be ahead of the curve. I'm okay with winning games 27-24, 31-27, that type of deal early on. If you're still winning those kind of games at the end of the year, that's a different conversation. All right, coming up next, where are you taking us, Trevor?
So I need some advice from you guys. I've got one small thing and one bigger thing that I'm going to need to ask you guys to be able to help me out if I'm going to come off the apps. This next segment on 105 Through the Fan is brought to you by the Frankles.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS.
Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333 for free. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
All right, we've got an extra credit coming up at 9:40. Topic will be tonight, it's going to be Trevor and Blake squaring off in a extra credit battle royale. Topic tonight, THC.
Okay.
THC.
Boy. All right.
Multiple choice.
Okay.
Multiple choice. Okay.
The music will be great.
He's afraid. See, here's what I think Trevor. Trevor's worried that if he answers a bunch of them right.
No, I don't care about that. I'm afraid I'm not going to answer any of them.
I know I'm up 9 to 4, but I'm not a smoker. I'm just telling you guys right now. I just read a lot.
I'm a knowledgeable guy. I know a lot of crap.
I know you do.
I know a lot of crap.
A lot of useless information.
Exactly.
Raise your hand if you're right there with Trevor on that. So, and then we've got a top five tonight. If you guys want to start chiming in with ideas for what the top five should be tonight, let us know. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Before we kick it off to Trevor, I see you eyeballing the text messages over there, Blake Elliott. Anything that's piqued your interest and or tickled your fancy?
Sean could never be a firefighter with those tiny hands from the 817.
Damn.
972, Jaden Blue is a great receiving back.
Okay.
214, you guys make my night every night you're on. Different 214, I just don't trust Dak.
Okay, fair.
681, hey guys, love the show, but can Marquise Bell just give his number to Pickens so I can get my jersey shipped? And he can change his to 44, Marquise Bell.
That's not a bad number either. 44 is a tough number.
Mm-hmm. Not good for Pickens, but good for Marquise Bell.
Well, yeah, you don't want a wide receiver number 44. That's ridiculous.
What's the most awkward number someone could rock but still be icy as a receiver? Like nothing below 20. Nothing below 20 is valid.
48.
You think it's if I saw receiver number 48, there's no way he could have drip.
Doing numbers. Just running past people at number 48.
I was thinking 50 flat.
I mean, that's a weird looking number for sure. I mean, I think we're both
like a linebacker number.
Yeah,
though. That's
I mean, we're both on the same page. Yeah.
Maybe 41, Dirk S.
I think any number in the 40s is a wide receiver. Like, okay, I mean, did Doak Walker call and you know want his receiver back? I mean, what are we doing here?
90s are cool. I don't think that's awkward. 80s are obviously its thing. Below 20s are its thing. It's pretty much if you're a receiver and you're from 30 to 75, it's kind of awkward. Or 79.
I don't even know if you're allowed to wear anything.
Do they still have a position locked?
I think so. I mean, I don't think you can wear
because linemen can wear like zeros now, right?
Defensive linemen can.
Oh, okay. So, I do think they have to give you have to have a realm because.
Yeah, I mean, I think O linemen can still. I think O linemen is still 50s, like, 60s, and 70s.
Is it 50s too? I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That. Okay, yeah, because yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, because Cooper Beebe's right. Like, yeah, what, 56, 57, somewhere in there. But yeah, and hell, what number is our boy Booker? He got his number already, didn't he? No, he did. I think it's 71. Don't quote me on that.
Okay, here we go. The NFL has positional restrictions on jersey numbers. Specifically,
right.
Quarterbacks, punters, and place kickers are limited to these numbers, 0 through 19.
Okay, I knew that. Yeah.
I didn't know a quarterback can't be over 20. So if a quarterback wanted to be number 20, he couldn't.
No.
And punters and place kickers. Shout out Brandon Aubrey, number 2. Running backs, tight ends, fullbacks, H-backs, and wide receivers can wear numbers 0 through 49.
Okay.
And 80 through 89.
Okay, so they can wear the 30s.
Running backs, tight ends, we'll just worry about those. And wide receivers, so your skill positions.
Yeah.
Go 0 through 49, anything. So they could wear number 49.
They could totally wear 48 or 49, absolutely.
And 80 through 89, which is almost every receiver. What if a running back had like 80, 86?
Well, I mean, think about it. Darren Sproles was 43.
Yeah.
mean, that's what I'm saying. Running back wise.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think there's not that realm there for running backs, though.
Running backs.
I don't think it's that specific. You don't think. I think the 20s to me is what I think running backs, 20 through 30.
20 through 30s and a little bit of 40 mixed into for good measure.
And then the low numbers, I'm sure, are popular among the younger cats coming in.
Oh, I mean, that's all you see.
The Genties, the Bijans of the world.
And then
it says offensive linemen are restricted 50 through 79.
Yeah. No, which makes sense.
You don't want to see an O-lineman with 14.
I mean, does anybody? I mean, well, you and I talked about this the other day about, you know, wearing O-lineman jerseys.
So yeah, you got to be wearing 50 through 80 if you want to buy an O-lineman.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, who's buying a lineman jersey? I mean, unless that's your.
I mean, I'd probably get a BB jersey.
There you go.
The tracks.
I'm just saying.
That sounds about right. I can see you.
Defensive linemen can wear 50 through 79, the same as O-lineman, but they can also wear 90 through 99 or 0 through 10.
Yeah.
And then linebackers can go 0 through 59 and 90 to 99.
So linebackers can go 0 to 59?
Yeah. He just took out the restriction. And 90 through 99. So they can't. The linebackers can't do 60 through 89.
Yeah, 89. Which that makes sense. But I mean, I remember back in the day, I mean, you had like, I think it was Kevin Green for the Steelers was 90. I think LaVon Kirkland was in the 90s. What's our boy, James Harrison? I think he was 92.
94. Yeah, 92.
Yeah.
For James Harrison, yeah.
So the Steelers have a rich history of linebackers.
Number zero.
In the 90s.
The number zero is allowed for every position except for offensive and defensive linemen.
Okay. Well, but wait a minute. I thought you just said that D linemen could wear the single digits. They just can't wear zero?
I guess it's not zero.
Okay,
they can
wear one through nine.
Zero.
But linebackers can wear zero.
Yeah, he can.
As our boy Overshown has proven. So, tell you all that to tell you this. We will TBD on what's going to happen with George Pickens. All right, let's hand this thing off to the one, the only, Trevor the Creator.
All right, guys. I am in a tizzy.
Oh.
I'm frustrated with my, for less lack of a better term, action. Not looking for action. That's not what it, but it's just the fact that how difficult it is on a dating app to pull any type of female.
Mm.
And I need to know from you guys, from Fred, I know you frequent them. I don't know how
not
much
anymore.
You frequent.
No.
And then that's my
Done.
Other side of my coin. Should I try to revamp what I've done, or should I just let it go and do the best I can while just walking out in the weird world that we are in of trying to talk to females personally?
It's a great question.
I'm a little lost.
He's asking, should he be on dating apps or just go out into the wild and try to pick up women?
Why not both?
Because it's the bandwidth. It's a gig economy.
Well, you have your dating apps running in the background. You've got your pictures out there. And then you just go and do your daily Trevor activities and meet women.
I don't do a lot of daily. I don't do
but
a
why?
Lot of activities.
Are the apps holding you back? Why is that the conversation? Is the app making you not want to go out?
Well, it's just less
I'm gonna be a
drive to do that.
Why? But why is there less drive?
Because
give me a reason.
It's easier to just right or left or an X or a heart or a small comment.
Let's dig deeper. Why do you think it's easier on the apps versus in person? What's making your brain think it's easier?
Because you can be ballsier. You can make a comment. And now again, I'm not some nasty fiend. What I'm saying is that it's easier to swipe on 15 people and then go back and play cards or whatever.
Now,
do
is this a fear of rejection in a personal space?
For me, it absolutely is. That's why, like in my therapy, I had to ask 50 girls just for their number or that I thought they were attractive. Because immersion therapy.
Your therapist really trying to put you on game.
Straight up. Because it's a weird... It's
you got to ask 50 girls their number. You got to sleep with 10 of them.
Wow.
Five of them, you got to get to
want
to marry you.
No. It was just... Ever. It was the, hey, Trevor, don't be afraid of the no.
Yeah.
I've always been afraid of the no. That's just
the
way I am.
We're all afraid of the no, dude.
I know, but it causes anxiety for me for whatever reason. I don't know. Thanks, Mom. I don't know.
Oh, don't be blaming Mom.
Well, whoever, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. So,
Mama Trevor just listened.
I'll tell you what my therapist said. That's the story you're telling yourself.
Mm.
So you need to notice it,
mm-hmm.
acknowledge it, and then shift.
Bring it from the subconscious to the conscious.
Yeah, because that's the story you're telling yourself. Like, oh, I don't like, I'm afraid of being told no.
And you're already expecting the worst before you've even had the conversation. Already.
Absolutely. You kidding me? There's 15 things that run through my head before I walk over to Amy. Yeah.
You've already discounted yourself, and the girl hasn't even said anything to you. So the moment she says, you don't like me? Okay, cool. I'll walk away.
And look.
And they can sense that. They can smell that.
Call it what it is. Anxiety does not look good on a dude. I'm not saying it's,
it. Trust me. I get what you're saying.
So you almost just need to throw caution to the wind. And
expect to know, but move forward. Not expect to know in a bad way, but be like, probably going to say no. I'm going to put myself out there. And if they don't say yes, they're losing the opportunity, Trevor. Not you losing the opportunity. You got to flip the script. So whether it's a good-looking girl, whatever, however you view them, they're losing a chance to hang out and meet stuff about Trevor.
So what I'm hearing, I'm doing what I do. I'm digging more into things that are being said because that's what I want to do.
Do you have more than $36 for a date?
I do.
Okay. By the way, we got to follow up on
that's
that.
Right. Yeah.
We haven't heard back. We haven't checked the text messages quick.
I've been looking at him. He hasn't texted in. I've been looking at him.
Okay. Yeah. So we could be. So our boy, I forgot to look at his phone number.
Yeah. He knows who he is.
Homeboy from the other night. Let us know how yesterday went.
I'm going to
getting a date. Let me know if you got it on through an app or whatever, you know. But again, like what I'm hearing is
he said he did. I think it was Hinge. Anyway, continue.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm so tired of the apps because it's difficult for a goofy funny guy like me to show that through just pictures
Can't you do voice prompts on there and videos?
You can, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I do the best I can to show. I don't take great pictures for whatever reason,
right?
And so it's really like I think I'm a decent looking guy. Oh. I'm not a 15.
I'm gonna look at his Hinge profile after this.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm gonna glean at it from the Blake perspective. What a girl would be thinking through this, because you gotta shape your lens. And the biggest thing is, how are you going to love someone or expect someone to love you if you haven't fully
done it to yourself? That's fair. Thanks.
Wow.
Thanks,
Dante Tracy. DiVincenzo missing a three-pointer. What a concept. I would just say, man, it's one of them things where
he's blown out every game, man.
These playoffs have been terrible.
The West Conference Finals have sucked.
That's keep one. Just for the simple fact of why not?
That's fair.
Okay, keep one.
That's fair. Okay.
Whichever one you've been most successful with, keep that one.
Okay.
All right.
Just don't rely on it.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I feel like I need to pull away and to move into just going out and go hang out or whatever the case is.
Plus, you've got your little outside of work activities that you do. I mean, I would imagine that meeting women in that environment would be fairly easy, right?
Are you coming across women and you're not being successful, or are you not having the opportunity to come across women in public?
It's a little bit of both, but it's more of the not having the opportunity. Again, the circles I frequent are several nerdy guys, and then
find out where the nerdy girls are. Yeah, I'm no Dr. Ruth, but
I don't need a nerdy girl in general. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe you do.
What are you looking for?
Maybe you do need. Maybe you need to find a nerdy girl to rule it out. And look, it's easier to find one when you got one.
Oh, I mean, well.
Okay, take that for what it's worth.
It's easier to get a job when you got a job. I mean, I don't know if I believe that.
Shows you're employed. Shows that somebody wants you.
Hey, I believe that.
Well, that's what I do. I have a picture with a girl who's a close friend of mine, and I don't know if that's a positive or a negative.
Depends how the picture looks.
I mean, it's just.
I don't know. Ladies, if you're listening, 877-881-1053 on the dating realm. If a guy's got a picture with the gal. Now, is it just like you with your arm around her? Like, hey, we're buddies.
We're just standing.
Friends.
I want a girl to know that I'm not a little person. Like, I'm not a small guy.
Yeah.
And so, like, we're standing there, and she's an average-looking woman.
How much physical contact in the photo?
It's like you would have, like, any of the stuff, the shippy picture with on G-Bag the other day, where they're just standing there like,
what's up?
That's
so no arms around each other?
I mean, yeah, my arms are around her, but it's not like...
You're showing that, you know what, a woman can't tolerate me.
Exactly, that I don't smell bad enough that you can...
Or at least I did in this picture, anyway.
Exactly, so...
And then I paid her $20 and she walked away.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
You got to do it. No, like I'm wholeheartedly in.
877-881-1053. Text in your advice for Trevor. I didn't know this was going to become, but I'm going to give those Rangers stars. But if you,
it's
how you
way
think
better
you
than
could,
Rangers stars. Rangers bats suck and the Stars play tomorrow. I'm here for it. But think about it this way. Because look, here's the beauty.
Way better than this game on.
Because real quick, we got to go to break because Tim Collins is going to hate text me. More people are struggling with what Trevor's going through right now. Coming up next, extra credit THC edition. Blake, Trevor, the smoke off begins next. Don't go anywhere.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. And if you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibu, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Well, thanks, Trevor. I appreciate it. And has anybody texted in? Any women want to go out with it on a date with Trevor yet? Anybody? 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053.
Just shoot your shot in public. Tell them out of El Radio here. I've never had any issues talking to women and getting dates. It's all about self-confidence. Yes and no will always exist. Trust in yourself and nothing else will matter. I feel exactly what he's saying. Dating app sucks. I'm in the same boat as you. No pics with chicks and get a haircut. I hated it, but my match is times 10. Practice with nerdy girls. Trevor, Tolo chick here. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Tolo chick here. If you have an image with another woman on your dating profile, then you're going to give off swinger vibe.
Oh, good to know.
Ditch the pictures with fish and always have at least two images of your head without a hat on and your teeth are visible. There you go. She's giving you some in-depth.
Wow, that's a good
one. The hat one's going to be
teeth visible.
I have plenty of hair, but I always wear a hat.
You better show that bleep off then,
yeah, I guess partner. You're right.
I mean, you got to feed. You're getting behind enemy lines intel.
I mean, again, it's fair. Thank you so much.
That's fantastic. Shout out to the Tolo chicks.
Huh? So look for your woman at Walmart because people are in their full element there. So generally, what you see is what you get.
Walmart. That's a tough call.
Just walk around. Ooh, I don't know what I'm going to share. I'll share it at 10 o'clock. I had an interaction today.
At Walmart?
Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do your thing.
No, Trevor, you do your thing. Play some music. Ring the bell.
Fred!
And Blake!
It's a merry-go-round, you dumb dumbass. Do you need the dumb front of the dumbass?
I did his homework. Like, not like he bullied me. He just kind of redumbed it.
Okay.
I've never even heard that word in my life.
But as my own personal form of punishment, I figured out how you're going to earn that extra credit.
All right, let's go. Here we go.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You guys know what time it is. Time for a little extra credit, and it's going to be a Blake versus Trevor showdown.
Let's see if Fred can figure out ChatGPT this time and have questions and not have it load. I think at some point, this stupid app, I can't see it.
I already got to figure it out. I
already
got
to figure it out. And I can't fight.
Look at him trying to waste time. Look at him trying to waste time because he knows the deal here. I've already got that figured out. Ben had it figured out from before. Okay, so here's the drill, boys. You guys know how this game works. We're going to have eight. Now, we kind of implemented something before where we were doing bonus points.
If you get it without the
multiple. If you do it without the multiple choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, correct.
I like
Two and one now.
That's it. Yeah. So you've got a chance. Couple seconds.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to sit here and wait all night. Okay. So boom, done. All right. So the topic tonight, THC, THCA, Delta 8, and Delta 9 in honor of SB3.
So not real flower. There will be no questions about real flower.
Oh, there's real flower. Oh, no, there's real questions.
Oh, and I watched the whole documentary on this. I'm going to get so many wrong.
THC, THCA, Delta 8, Delta 9.
I'm going to get smoked.
I just want to go ahead and put it out there to the community. I'm sorry for letting you down.
It's too late.
I already see myself.
Too late. All right, who's going first? Who's going first?
I think Trevor's got to go first.
Trevor's going first. Yeah,
let me go first and be first in something. I mean, come on.
Okay. Question number one, what does THC stand for?
Give me multiple choice.
Okay. A, tetrahydrochloride, tetrahydrocannabinol, trihydrocannabis, tetrahemp compound.
That's actually four really good answers. I can see it.
Tetrahemp compound.
Tetrahemp compound, that's your answer?
That's my answer.
That's incorrect.
Okay, I'm going to need them again. Well, they all sounded the same.
Tetrahydrochloride, tetrahydrocannabinol, trihydrocannabis.
The last one.
That is incorrect. The answer we were looking for was tetrahydrocannabinol. Okay.
Wow. I thought it was going to be cannabinoid or cannabol.
You are wrong. Okay, ready?
Two.
Here we go. Blake. What is the primary psychoactive component of cannabis?
I know this. Psychoactive. Give me the answers.
CBD, THCA, Delta 9 THC, CBG.
Oof. So this is, read it from the top again, sorry.
Jiminy Christmas. What is the primary psychoactive compound of cannabis? CBD, THCA, Delta 9 THC, all one answer, or D, C, B, G.
Let's just go with B.
THCA?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
That's what I was going to guess.
Okay, well.
Isn't Delta 9 a subsect, right? I remember the answer. I don't need it.
This is just.
We'll go CBG, the last one.
The answer is A, though. I just remembered. It's A.
All of you guys are wrong. Once again,
it's not even A?
The correct answer is Delta 9 THC.
What is
the primary psychoactive component of cannabis?
Huh.
You said THCA.
The more you know.
Okay, wow. So you guys are both wrong. We're 0-2 to start things off.
Wow. No, I feel like you're sitting there smoking so smug, like you know
spoken
all
like
this.
I could have answered both of these already. Thank you very much. Number three, which cannabinoid is non-psychoactive in its raw form?
Give me the multiple choice.
Delta 8, Delta 9, THCA, or THCO.
Okay, and what was the question again there?
What cannabinoid is non-psychoactive in its raw form?
The first one, the
Delta 8? I think it's incorrect.
So it's Delta 8, 9, and what else?
Delta 9, THCA, or THCO?
Well, I haven't heard of THCO. I know that. I'm just going to go with that one, THCO. I've never heard of that.
Incorrect. The correct answer we were looking for was THCA. You guys have memories like smokers because ain't none of y'all getting anything right. All right. Whose question is it? Yours? Number four?
Wow.
Here we go.
I think it's the longest we've gone with no one getting one
seriously.
Right.
Seriously. All right. Number four.
Because all the multiple choice sound good. They're not like very far off.
All right. Here we go. Number four. What must happen to THCA for it to become psychoactive? A, freeze it. B, dissolve in alcohol. C, decarboxylate it, a.k.a. heat it, or D, mix with CBD?
It's either C or D. This is THCA?
THCA.
I'm just going to go with D.
Mix with CBD?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
I'm going to say C. Oh, my God.
Finally! Finally, a breakthrough. Yes, for THCA, in order for it to actually get you high, you got to do what?
Mix it with something.
Put that fire to it, y'all. Yeah. Put that fire to it. And again, this is all stuff I've read off the internet.
Science.
All right, here we go. Finally, off the board, number one, Trevor. All right, whose turn is it?
Trevor's.
Oh, he can go up 2-0. This might be a lead you don't overcome.
Could be 3-0.
All right, here we go. Delta 8 THC is often described as A, stronger than Delta 9, B, more intense than CBD, C, a milder, smoother high compared to Delta 9, or D, illegal in all states?
Let's...
All the noises.
C? Hey, let's go.
A milder, smoother high compared to Delta 9. That is exactly the answer we were looking for. 2-0. 2-0 from the non-smoker to the... whatever Blake is. All right, number six. Which of the following is most abundant in raw cannabis flower? Is it A, Delta 8, B, THCO, C, THCA, D, Delta 9?
I don't think it's Delta 9. And you said A was what?
A is Delta 8.
It's not that. It's either B or C. So give it to me again. Those
THCO or THCA?
Back to the O and the A.
The O and the A, brother. O and the A.
I'm just going to rock with O again. Give me O again.
And you will remain O-fer after that one. Ayo!
THCO is made up.
I'm going to bell ring myself on that one. Which of the following is the most abundant in raw cannabis flower,
Mr.? Believe, THCA.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Boom! Oh, the non-smoker running away with this as he jumps out to a 3-0.
I keep getting it down to two answers, and I guess the wrong one, and Trevor's just getting it.
All right, here we go, Mr. Trevor. Number seven, which cannabinoid is produced synthetically from CBD in many Delta 8 products? Is it A, THCA, B, Delta 8, C, CBN, or D, Delta 9?
CBN?
I spaced out. That question hurt my head. I think I need one.
Which
of these
cannabinoid
products
is produced synthetically from CBD in many Delta 8 products?
Okay.
A, THCA, B, Delta 8, C, CBN, or D, Delta 9?
Let's go A.
THCA?
Mm-hmm.
Incorrect. The correct answer we were looking for was Delta 8 is the cannabinoid that's produced synthetically from CBD in Delta 8 products. All right, number eight. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. What is the legal THC concentration limit for hemp under the 2018 Farm Bill? Okay. Now, if you were listening to Fred during Fair or Foul, you'd know this answer.
I usually space out when you're doing Fair or
thanks.
Foul.
I appreciate you telling me that. Thanks for that there, Chief. And I don't mean Chiafalo. A, 3% Delta 9. B, 5%, 0.5% total THC. C, 1%. Or D, 0.2%.
And this, what's the legal limit? 3.5, 0.25.
0.3, 0.5, 1%, or 0.2.
Let's go 1%.
Incorrect.
0.5?
Neither one of you are worth a damn when it comes to listening because, as I said earlier, 0.3% is the answer.
That's what I meant.
We were looking for. So bell ring to Fred. You have not. You are 0 for the day. All right, number 9. Back to Trevor, who is just, like I said, and if you, I'll tell you what, you answer this. Let's go ahead and just slam the door shut. Number 9. Which cannabinoid is more stable and less potent than Delta 9? Is it A, THCA? B, THCV, C, Delta 8, or D, THCP?
I'm going to say Delta 8.
Take them home, boys! Take them home! Wow. That is going to do it. Point of no return. Look, his hinge profile may suck, but I'll tell you what, my man knows about the Oshki Woshki. Hey! You might need to put a picture of you with the Oshki Woshki Peeshki Weeshki on the hinge profile because you never know. Tell you what, if a lady's got that, I'll tell you what, you're going to go home smiling in more ways than one. All right, final hour of the program. We've got a top 5 to get to and so much more. This is The Fan After Dark.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.